Hey, Kim. Today, we're going to have a conversation about where the economy is going. Are you ready?
I am. And I'm so grateful that you used the word going, because that, to me, is the most important thing, is that we know that human ingenuity is going to help us get through these unbelievable times.
Absolutely. Okay. So because we're in these unbelievable times, there are a lot of predictions happening. I think I will not fully take off the tinfoil hat that I wear, but I will share a few things from private groups that I'm in that I think will be beneficial for the listeners. So as we're in these unbelievable times, we're trying to decide what's going to happen with the marketplaces. We have, I think, one of our greatest enemies, which is the Federal Reserve, that is changing things rapidly. They have fired up the printing presses like I have never seen in my entire life. And while that's happening, and while we're seeing hints of universal basic income and whatnot, there's also some, we'll call it, a lot of entrepreneurial spirit. Are you feeling and seeing that as well?
Yes. And that is what is going to be the solution to the problems in our economy. Entrepreneurial mindsets, entrepreneurial spirits, entrepreneurial actions, which is why I hit on the going word. And it is the time for people to step into that capacity, because every human being has it.
Yes, absolutely. So for me personally, what I do is I'm a member of some private groups. It'll be Slack groups, Telegram groups, and then there's some other groups where I'm trying to be around other like-minded individuals. Now, here's something that I got from a group, and this came in yesterday. And he was talking about the economy, and he said, interest rates are at zero. We have a massive financial stimulus, and we have a much shorter than expected slowdown for the economy. We are ready for some serious boom, I feel. The culprit, the problem really is the government. People are the solution.
Yes, and people's mindsets are ready for the transition of the leader and the holder of the flag to go from government to people, don't you think?
I do. So I'm going to kind of flip and try and have more of an intimate conversation. And, you know, you and Todd are both very sound individuals. For our listeners, Todd is Kim's husband, Todd Langford at Truth Concepts. You also associate with very wise individuals, Dan Sullivan and many others. What kinds of conversations are you guys having right now?
About which we can control, which is very difficult, I will admit, because there seems to be so much out of control. And yet it is fear and lack of control that are going to cause additional problems. And so each person needs to step up and be a leader for themselves and get themselves involved in creating and promoting positive things and figuring out their talents and how those talents can be used in the world. And we aim to be leaders for ourselves and our groups. And each person has a group. Even if you only have 5 followers on social media, or it's just your immediate family, you can lead yourself and you can lead your group into finding ways to create value. Dan Sullivan talks about this. He has a Scary Times Success Manual that you can find on the web, Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach. I noticed Peter Diamandis the other day is just moving on with his creation of value and talking about flying cars and planes and that kind of thing. And when I saw it, I thought, whoa, I can't believe he's still focused on that. And yet the alternative is to be focused backwards, and we must leave that alone. We are not going to have the same lives going forward. And so we need to be focused forward. We cannot be focused backwards.
So what do you feel, and what do the people you're associated with feel like they have control over?
Their mindset. It's your thoughts, and then it's your actions. And so you really want to start every single day with some form of inspiration and creativity to enable you to get through the rest of the day, which is going to have some aspects of negativity and stillness. And I know it's tempting to just jump in front of Netflix and veg out, but that's not going to get you results. All the good entrepreneurial thinkers, and I use that term to imply not business owners that we tend to think of as entrepreneurs, but every single person can be an entrepreneurial thinker, grows during times of crisis. And so these unbelievable times, and we use that word because that has a positive connotation, and we are choosing the positive. And it's not rose-colored glasses. It's not, you know, I condemned sitting in front of Netflix and vegging. It's not the opposite problem of, oh, everything's fine. But it's digging for the positive and the way forward. And what habits can I install in my thinking? And then what actions can I take with my fingers, meaning literally everything I'm texting, everything I'm typing? And then also, obviously, what actions can I take with my voice? And we want to be so careful what comes out of our voice and our fingers and making sure that that's positive and forward moving and focus on things we control, which just circles back to the mindset. And that will lead us forward. I don't know how, but I know that it will do it better than anything the government can come up with.
Absolutely. You know, I think when we talk in terms of control and even just the listeners, you know, from the feedback we see on the reviews, from listener questions, so we've got a really solid audience. I mean, these are people that are taking advantage of opportunities in their lives. They are already on track. I think where people are, and listeners, our listeners specifically, where their uncertainty is they're thinking, what can I control right now? And what are people that are maybe at a different plane thinking about? That's where I'm trying to get our conversation and really get inside of your head.
Well, I think for those that are fearful and feeling like they can't act, we need to go into learning mode and learn new ways of living, because the old ways are gone. And every time we go through some type, and this is a Dan Sullivan word, of fear, uncertainty, and discomfort, we get to a new normal. And so in today's world, we're doing that daily. We are going through fear, uncertainty, and discomfort every day and seeking a new level of normal. And so for anybody that you can help as a listener to shift them into growing and learning, when we put those two things together, good will happen. And how awesome is it that there are massive learning capabilities that you can get on the palm of your hand in your smartphone? And so choosing to learn instead of to veg all the time. And believe me, I sit down and read books. That's my veg tool. And I still watch movies. Like, there's nothing wrong with doing that, particularly at night when your brain is tired. But during daytime business hours, grow and learn. And so anything that you can do to grow and learn, and also to keep your health, the ability to deal with this disease that's floating around is so much easier if you're healthy. And so good habits like sleeping, and good habits like eating more vegetables, and good habits like stopping all the bad habits, and good habits like continuing to your workouts, and good habits like feeding your mind with something spiritual or inspirational every morning. These are the things that one can control. So for yourself, to make sure that you're taking good care of your mind and good care of your body, that is the number one thing that you want to start every single day with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's also the people that you associate with, you know, so I look at the people I'm spending the most time with, and then I'm looking at what are their words, what are their actions? And I'm being very observant of anyone that is thinking in the past or thinking negative. I'm trying to filter that out. I may distance myself, or I just realize maybe they're suffering with something right now, but I don't need to adopt that. Are you seeing that as well?
Yes, I've always felt that it's still our obligation to help a little bit at the beginning first. And then if there's just no clear positive change, direction, shift, then distance. And especially for family members, I mean, sometimes you just can't distance, right? And I'm not talking physical or geographical, but emotional. And so know that you have the ability to not let that type of thinking impact you. And if you have to just ask them to limit their conversation or complaints to two things and really help them move past it, I think that's an obligation that we have to all human beings. Now, I'm not out there in a wide manner listening to a bunch of complaints, without a doubt. But if I do have somebody that I can't distance myself from emotionally because of relationships, that is the way that I choose to handle it. I just called somebody out yesterday that's in our close family, and they had a particular tagline on something. And I said, "What's up with this? Do you want more of that?" They used the word depressed. I said, "Do you want more depression?" "No." "Well, then get that off the tagline."
Yes, absolutely. It's unbelievable. I think we've used that word episode and episode lately because that's what we're in. And hopefully this conversation, which is a little bit different than most, is going to help really strengthen the relationship that we have with you as a listener. We understand that right now, if you're taking the time to listen to this podcast, it means that you are actively trying to find more prosperity in your life. That simply, like, that is an A plus B equals C type of thing. And so we're grateful for you as a listener for spending the time with us. And if you do have specific questions there, or you're just looking to be around more of these like-minded people, then some of the things that you can do is, one, join or follow the social groups that are with the Prosperity Podcast. There's a Facebook page. If you have questions, you're looking to change up the way that you're operating in your life, your finances, whatever that may be, then send those in to hello@partnersforprosperity.com. Any other final pieces you'd like to suggest, Kim?
Yes, Spencer. I want to highlight and amplify your business, which is podkick.com, because podkicks are a fabulous way to share your gifts. And if you have never thought about that, I would like you as a listener to consider starting your own podcast. And Spencer has many valuable tools available at no charge on podkick.com, and then obviously performs the service of producing a podcast if you're ready to take it to the next level. And the best thing that you can do if you're unsure is to just start recording yourself, and you might choose to find a co-host. I think podcast You and Mine, Spencer, is so good because you and I have a co-host, each other. And I'm so grateful for that. And so for our listeners, find a co-host who has either a like mind, as Spencer and I do, potentially an opposite mindset, because sometimes the back and forth is more valuable if there is contention and disagreement amongst the community. And then, of course, there's many people that just do solo podcasts, and there's many people that do podcasts with guests. And it's very, very easy to get high quality guests on podcasts these days because of the ability that we have of recording a podcast from our home. And Spencer, on podkick.com, you probably have just a quick list of tools or technical, like, you know, microphone and that kind of thing, don't you?
Absolutely. We have every single thing you could think of from A to Z on the podcast, and it's all free. Just go there and get those reports.
Oh, I so encourage each listener to do that, because while it might not be today, there is a podcast in your future.
Well, I'm floored, Kim. I didn't expect that. So thank you for giving a shout out to what we do. I don't think I've ever told you this, but the reason why we do what we do at my company at Podkick and the podcasts that we support is because we are providing more freedom to individuals. So that sounds strange, but here's how it works. If there's ever a podcast that I feel that is not going to add more freedoms to people's lives, we will not produce that podcast. So if it's something in the entertainment space or just something contrary to that, we're glad to give our information. We're glad to help. But I feel like podcast is like the new communication tool that can provide freedom to individuals, because as the creator, you own the content and you own the experience. So that's something I've actually never shared with you, Kim.
I love that. And that's an awesome statement about the opportunity of an entrepreneur to choose who they serve. So not only do you get to choose how, you get to choose who, and that is valuable.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you. And listeners, if you need to improve that group of people around you, check out the Prosperity Podcast past episodes. Go to the Partners for Prosperity social accounts and then send in an email to hello@partnersforprosperity.com. And then if you are thinking of doing a podcast, then go to podkick.com and you can get all of our resources there. And we're happy to help address that. So thank you for being with us today on this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.